This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and you. Got some breaking news on The Fan brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference. Go listen now at radio.com/Dell. Agent Wojnarowski of ESPN. The NBA Players Association's play representatives approved the NBA's 22-team format to complete the 2019-2020 season. The NBA and Players Association will work through a number of details in the next week on the resumption in Orlando, but sides are ready to move together towards the July 31st tip. So that is that. That did not take very long that was going to happen. The one thing that I saw them talking about the other day was they were surprised, just like us, by how the NBA owners want to end this season and get into next season and how quick the turnaround is. And that is, to me, could be a sticking point, but that can all be changed. Right now, Leroy, we're just trying to get through the NBA season and then worry about the offseason later. I mean, I get that, you know, game seven of the finals could be October 12th. 3 days later, you're in the draft. Three days later, you're in free agency. And less than a month after that, you're into training camp and back into the season at the beginning of December. That is a very quick turnaround. So maybe that changes. Maybe everything gets stretched out a little bit. Maybe you don't start till middle of December or closer to Christmas versus December 1st, and some of those dates get pushed back a little bit. But that can all be worked out between now and then. Right now, the big thing is making sure we all agree when players have to report to markets, make sure we all agree on training camp when that starts. Right now that says June 30th. Make sure we all know when everybody has to be in Orlando for the 22 teams. That is, right now, that is July 7th, and then the games tip July 31st. Just more positive news from the NBA. What'd you say?
It was July 7th?
Yeah.
I thought it was July 9th.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the big one opened up on the 11th. This kind of dialogue they're having, working it out on the run, I guess it's refreshing because every day you learn something new and they're doing it on the run is unprecedented. But again, every time you see breaking news with the NBA, it made Major League Baseball look so bad.
Yep.
It does, man. I'm trying to. John, they got about one more week, John. I told you I'd give them 2 weeks. But, hey, man, it's full speed ahead with the NBA. And I think when we reset for Great Lakes Dragway at 5, because, you know, the odds, some people was texting me. I told them, I said, call in. Tell us what you think, where the Bucks should be rated. The NBA is starting to now because, you know, some restaurants are going to start to open up, I think, today here in Wisconsin.
So 2 o'clock they opened.
Yeah, I think I may go over to Gina's place and get some cod.
You're going
there,
to the bowling alley, Classic Lanes?
Yeah, Classic Lane. I think I'm going to swing by there and get me a swim dinner and a fish dinner. Get a combo. That's what I think I'm going to do. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting. But, again, as soon as these guys, I see a smile on these guys' face, it's going to feel like it's getting close to normal as possible.
But part of it, though, for me is – and maybe I'll be wrong. I just think you lose all the momentum you have right now by not playing a game until July 31st, Gary. I mean, this is virtually 2 months before they play a game. If you have momentum right now and it's June 5th, by the time you get back to it, I don't know. I just think you lose all the momentum you have right now by it taking so long to get a game played.
No, I think it's fine. Whenever they go, it's going to go, and it's going to be fine. People are going to love to see it. It's not going to take away from it. I mean, they need to get, if they can, farther away from the pandemic as possible. They just need to let it calm down a little bit, and just to see what's going on. Things are opening up, what that looks like. And they're being cautious, and I'm okay with it. I mean, they're doing a good job. I just think, you know, you just got to give it time. It's going to be fine. People are going to love to see it. People are going to watch it. So that, you know, really, that's my take. It's yeah. I mean, I see what you're saying, the farther way they get it, but I think anticipation will be good for the NBA.
I think they don't want to rush it because they don't want these guys to get pulled some hamstrings or some lower back issues because they waited this long. So now mentally, okay, it's a go. I got a green light. Now you can work out accordingly. And also the National Basketball the Players Association, they got the information now about how they're going to conduct the coronavirus testing. And they're going to do it every single night that will be resumed during the season. And likely, obviously, the swabs, or the nasal, that one looks very uncomfortable, the one they stick behind your brain a little bit. But I think they don't want to get, I don't think they want to do that, the full invasive nasal swab. But the minimum 7-day quarantine for a player to test positive, we knew that. But I always, in the back of my mind, wonder, are they going to have these test kits available? So that answers my question. Yes, they're going to have them and going to test these guys every night, which is amazing.
Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky, Fiber, Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. And talking about our top fives, we do it every Friday, top five on The Fan every Friday. And Leroy Butler's top linebackers of all time, number five, Johnny Holland. Number four, Clay Matthews. Number three, Tim Harris. Number two, Dave Robinson. Number one, Ray Nitschke. Gary Ellerson's, now again, his auxiliary list is coming. So don't go anywhere. Yeah, number five is Clay Matthews. Number four is Tim Harris. Number three, Mike Mad Dog Douglas. Number two, Dave Robinson. Number one, Ray Nitschke. My top five, number five, Brian Noble. Number four, Clay Matthews. Number three, Tim Harris. Number two, Dave Robinson. Number one, Ray Nitschke. Hansen tweeted at The Fan and at Leroy Butler and said, John Anderson should probably be in the top five.
Well, what's his rest of his four?
He's only got John. He's just saying John Anderson should be in the top five. He did not give us a top five.
Give me your top five.
Your top five.
Don't put somebody in my top five. Give me yours.
Get your own.
Come on, man. I ain't never seen that.
These people. Yeah,
I don't like your list. He should be in there, but give me yours.
Give me yours.
Yours.
Okay,
maybe
I got
tweet us back.
I got some more stuff.
You can't give my auxiliary list.
Yeah. And then I got some stuff coming from Shams with new details of this NBA plan.
Sandra?
Yeah, I got some more NBA stuff. Go ahead. What's your auxiliary list?
In no particular order, Steve. My auxiliary top five: Brian Noble, Nick Barnett, Bryce Pop, Tony Bennett, John Anderson. Now, I was torn. Was Tony Bennett outside backer, Leroy, or he had his hand in the dirt?
Yeah, he did both.
Both.
What about Bryce Pop?
Both.
Mainly, you want Bryce Pop waiting on third down because I think he's all time in sacks.
Let me ask y'all some. Now, that's my auxiliary top five.
Yeah.
You know, you guys,
somebody's really missing in all of this.
Well, that's what I'm about to get to you. I'm about to get to it,
really
Steve.
Really missing.
So if you had another auxiliary top five, would A.J. Hawk be in your auxiliary top five?
I don't know how he's not in Leroy's. Leroy had Donald Driver one because of numbers. Well, based on numbers, A.J. Hawk should be number one on Leroy's list. Based on numbers.
Didn't you do your list?
Yeah, but Donald Driver wasn't one on my
get
list. Donald Driver wasn't even on my top five. Your validation on Driver was numbers. Well, based on numbers, Hawk should be in your top five.
Again, didn't you do your list?
That's what I thought.
Didn't you do?
Yeah. Yeah, speak for itself.
Yeah. Hey, nobody's tweeting at us.
Well, let me ask y'all. AJ Hawk. What are you talking about?
I'm not.
AJ
Hawk?
Yes.
Correct.
Would AJ Hawk be in y'all auxiliary top five? I'm asking y'all a question now.
No. Johnny Holland. Next five? Johnny Holland would be my
next five.
Johnny Holland, Tony Bennett, Bryce Pop, John Anderson, I guess, and Wayne Simmons. There's my next five.
Oh, Wayne Simmons.
Love me, Wayne Simmons.
Leroy,
man.
Give me your next five, Roy.
I didn't make another 5.
Well, neither
just
did
do
I.
One.
I just do one on top of my head.
You can't just do one.
But I'll do one for 5 o'clock.
Here, I'll give you some names that haven't come up yet. Fred Carr, Jim Carter.
I got plenty of names. You don't need to give anybody no name. Let them do their old.
I'll be honest. I did not know that Ted Hendricks.
You may say Bucky Dent.
The Stork.
I didn't know he was a Packer for a year.
Yeah, for a minute.
Nick Barnett, Blake Martinez, Leroy Coffey. No idea. Dan Curry. I know he played here.
He was in the Green Mile, wasn't he?
He was. No, man, you need to stop.
Leroy Coffey, that was...
They thought you was the guy in the Green Mile.
Whoa, yeah, Leroy Coffey's in the Green Mile, man. Go back and look at it. Leroy Coffey. Steve.
No, they thought that
was
you.
Where's Schmitty at?
He's
what's
right,
the guy name in the
side,
Green Mile?
Sam Schmidt's on their side of the glass.
That was Leroy Coffey, wasn't it?
No, the guy... Yeah, that's his name in the movie, but that wasn't him. Well,
so what?
In the movie.
I think his name was John Coffey. Man, I know Leroy.
I thought it was Leroy Coffey.
John Coffey.
It could be whatever you want it to be in your world, Gary. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Hey, Leroy, give me your top five. Your auxiliary five. Steve,
I got to put it
quick together.
I got some more. I got some more names.
See, you don't want to. You got to stop, Leroy.
I got some more names.
No,
stop. I'm not trying to do like
you trying to hurt people's feelings and stuff. You need
to
stop, man.
I'm trying to put people's names in that I think should be on there.
Okay, I'm going to give you some more names. Randy Scott.
I don't need no names. I don't know.
Randy Scott was. I play with Randy Scott now.
Yeah, I know.
Don't know about nobody's names. Are you talking about?
Rich Wingo.
Play Alabama leader. Wingo. I play with Wingo.
Man, I like his music. I like his music other than that.
Rich Wingo. Wing a bad joker now.
Yeah, man. John Dorsey.
JD, no, well, you know.
Well, I mean, he's one of them.
What happened? Why you say that like that?
JD?
Huh? What's happening with John Dorsey?
Yeah. Nothing's wrong with John Dorsey.
What you got, Steve?
Well, that's
what you got,
Gary.
That's my boy. Yeah.
John Anderson played for the Packers for a long time. 79 to 89.
Okay, but
Brian Williams.
Don't count for
that's
y'all.
Another one. Brian Williams is another one that's in there. Brad Jones,
Leroy, you play Brian Williams or no?
Yeah, B-Dub, of course.
Nyel Diggs. There's another
one. Nyel Diggs was strong.
What about Julius Peppers?
No, he won't hit long enough.
Three seasons.
Not long enough.
Okay, quickly here before we get to the CBS News. Some more details from this call on Friday from this plan that the NBA has approved. Players Association as well from Shams Charania from The Athletic, who, by the way, The Athletic laid off 46 people today.
Yeah, I saw
a lot of NBA writers. Eric Name is safe. Texted him. He is still good. So that's good. Several other aspects of the NBA's return were discussed. This is what Shams has learned. They are going to play exhibition games like I was hoping they would. So they're going to play 2 to 3 exhibition games before the first regular season game. So that means exhibition games would probably start like the week before. So like maybe the 24th or 25th. I'm just guessing. That's not in here. 1,600 is the maximum number of people on campus. Coronavirus testing every day. Minimum 7 days of quarantine for a player who tests positive. Players and family must stay inside the bubble. Families can enter after the first round of the playoffs. If a player contracts the virus, the NBA says they plan to continue playing. If the NBAPA told players 2021 season starting on December 1st is unlikely and plans to negotiate the date. So it's probably going to be later. The NBAPA informed players today that the NBA and Players Association will conduct coronavirus testing every night, likely mouth swabs and light nasal swabs, and not the full invasive nasal swab like Leroy was talking about. Minimum 7-day quarantine for a player if positive. There could be crowd noise via NBA 2K video game sounds. Very stupid.
Oh, sorry. I probably
no, you're right. But the NBA and NBAPA still discussing creative opportunities. Players are expected to return to full paychecks this summer after taking a 25% pay reduction in May. There is a proposed 35-person travel party limit, and there is an expected 3-hour practice window for teams with 2 courts and weight rooms in the convention center. So they're going to put that in the convention center. NBAPA also informed players that they will not be blood tested while in Orlando to resume the season, such as for materials that fall in the anti-drug policy. On Thursday, the governors, NBA Board of Governors, approved the thing 29-1.
Right.
So here we go. July 31st is going to start. They'll have a couple preseason games before that, and away we go with the NBA season. So last year, training camp for the Packers, first practice was like July 25th. So their first exhibition game is probably going to correlate with when NFL teams are reporting to training camp, and they'll both get started at about the same time. So for Sports Talk Radio, just got to get to about the end of July, and away we go with everybody playing at once outside of baseball as of right now. Okay, so let's get the latest from CBS News and Drew Brees.
I'll give you my list out till you come back.
Thanks. Drew Brees, still in the news. The president tweeted about him earlier today. Now that you've had time to think about it, maybe a little bit, and after you've maybe seen Brees' apology in video, plus the written apology that he has.
Which apology?
What do you think of Drew Brees? Now, I've seemingly gotten angrier since yesterday about this whole thing, and I will let you know why coming up next after CBS News.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The entire police department in Buffalo, the emergency response team, has resigned from its assignment. That's a total of 57 officers. It's after a video that's been widely circulating showing a 75-year-old protester being shoved to the ground at the hands of police.
Get back. Get an ambulance for him.
Reports are the resignation is a show in support for the two officers who are suspended without pay after that shove. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz.
They need to be held responsible for their actions. The Buffalo Police Department has a mark on its record as a result of this.
The officers are still employed, but no longer on that team. Governor Andrew Cuomo earlier today.
You see that video, and it disturbs your basic sense of decency and humanity. Why? Why? Why was that necessary? Where was the threat?
To the nation's capital, where officials are expecting thousands of people to take part in demonstrations tomorrow in the wake of the death of George Floyd. Correspondent Bill Rakoff.
A new mural will greet those protesters on 16th Street just north of the White House in Lafayette Park. The phrase Black Lives Matter has been painted along a two-block stretch of the street, sanctioned by district officials, including Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Black lives matter. Black humanity matters. And we, as a city, raise that up as part of our values as a city.
Thousands of people are expected in the district for Saturday's protests. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
In addition to hailing a dip in unemployment last month as businesses reopened, President Trump said today was a great day for George Floyd.
The president says the recovery won't just be V-shaped.
This is better than a V. This is a rocket ship.
He forecasts spectacular growth in the fall as he faces voters and warns Democrats tax and environmental policies would halt the progress.
If you have a look at what they want to do under the Green New Deal, it's like baby talk.
He said this about George Floyd after he urged equal treatment in every encounter with law enforcement.
This is a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
CBS News meteorologist Jeff Birardelli says Tropical Depression Cristobal is heading to the U.S. coast this weekend after hitting Mexico.
It's not expected to become a hurricane, but it could become a fairly potent tropical storm with winds 50 to 60 miles an hour and maybe a few gusts up to about hurricane force. But by far the biggest issue is going to be rain. It'll start later on Saturday, but the worst is going to be Sunday and Monday.
The Dow ended the week gaining 829 points. NASDAQ up 198, S&P 81 up. This is CBS News.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellison, Leroy Butler.
Steve,
before we get into Drew Brees, yes, Gary?
I know, real quick. You turn your TV on these new channels.
And on one of the new channels? You're watching porn?
News.
What?
News channel, Steve. One of the news channel.
News?
News channel.
I'm not watching
DC,
news channels.
In, no, Steve, in D.C., they do an electric slide in the street, cuz.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, they doing. They got music going. They doing electric slide. We all holding hands. They got a mask on. They got the flag on. They right there in front of the White House, cuz.
Well, tell me when the tear gas comes. Leroy. Well, you know, it's just a matter of time.
Steve.
They're not going to let them have enjoy
Come
themselves
on,
too long.
You look out that window, you're going to say, get over there.
Yeah. Hey, okay. So, Leroy, the next five on your list after your top five. Now, Leroy's top five list, the top five linebackers of all time. Five, Johnny Holland. Four, Clay Matthews. Three, Tim Harris. Two, Dave Robinson. And one, Ray Nitschke. What's your next five?
Leroy Caffey, of course.
Oh, get out of here.
What?
Okay, go ahead.
No, it's coffee, ain't it?
It's coffee.
Yeah.
Leroy Caffey.
Sure.
Him too.
But there you go, Gary. There you go.
Well, I wish you get his name right, but that's okay. Whatever you want to do.
Leroy Caffey, man.
No, oh, man. Coffee.
It's Caffey, man. It's not coffee.
Listen, man. Caffey, okay? It ain't no coffee. Nick Barnett. Mm-hmm. Bernardo Harris.
Oh, you need to stop, man. Why do this, man?
You're the one that asked him for the next five.
Wait,
this is your
why
fault.
You, I know.
It's
why
your
you
fault.
Do that,
you did
Leroy.
This, Gary.
On,
go
man.
Ahead, Gary. Go ahead, Leroy. Go ahead.
Okay, Brian Noble. You got to put Brian. That's my guy. I love Brian. And the fifth guy is, how can anybody not say, George Coons was amazing. Real quick, George Coons story. We played in the Cowboys. Moose Johnson was one of the best fullbacks we had ever played. But they run this lead play where Emmitt Smith is right behind Moose Johnson, okay?
That's they call that ISO, Leroy.
Yeah, it is. So it was
straight ISO.
So they ran it earlier, but I shot up in that, and I said, Coons.
You don't want to do that too many times.
I said, Coons. I need you to get this full, but I need you to get Emmett, cuz. He said, I got you, Ronnie. Hey, man, the loudest noise I've ever heard when they met in the A-gap, and I saw Moose Johnson on one knee, he said, Coons, you got me. I got Emmett for like a 3-yard loss. Hey, man, I ain't never heard nothing that loud of my. I'm telling you, they ran like two Rams. Bam! And I saw Moose get on one knee. Hey, man, you got me. Because sometimes they get you, you get them. But George Coons was simply amazing. And plus, he made all the calls. And the reason why Bernardo Harris is on my list, for everybody listening and on our radio.com app, Bernardo Harris knew all 10 positions better than anybody.
Did you have A.J. Hawk in your next five, by the way?
No, he did not.
Hey, man.
Yeah, Bernardo Harris over A.J. Hawk.
Yeah, he did.
Y'all, so y'all don't want me to.
Cool.
This is my list. This ain't
man.
Who you like.
That's all right.
The best numbers.
Yeah, it's not
that.
About
it
the best
about
numbers
that.
Anymore. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
When it's your list, you can do what you want.
I did.
I keep telling y'all that.
I did.
So why wouldn't you put Drive in your list then?
Because like you, who doesn't think A.J.
Don't
Hawk
be like
belongs.
Me. Be like you, Steve.
I'm just,
be better than me.
I'm explaining to you. So you told me Driver was one. Gotta look at the numbers, Spark. Gotta look at the numbers. And I said, I look at the numbers. I'm just saying who the five best players are that I saw play, period. Or who, not Don Hudson, though, that I obviously didn't see. But the rest of them.
You didn't put A.J. Hawk in yours either.
Damn right I didn't. Nor did anybody expect me.
So we agree.
Nobody expected me to put A.J. Hawk in there either. Anyway, listen, this show knows I wasn't putting A.J. Hawk.
I like A.J. Hawk. He's a good guy.
A.J. Hawk A.J. Hawk was a good football player. Yes.
That's all you need.
He was a good football player.
It's a good, I wish they had one like that now. That could play. You could put him there for 10 years. He ain't got to make no Pro Bowls, but make the play you're supposed to make, do what you're supposed to do, and be a great leader. I take that all day long.
But wasn't that Blake Martinez?
Yeah, he left, though. He was only here 4 years.
Because they didn't want him.
He was here a long time.
They didn't want him.
Pay him.
But he was similar.
No, they wanted him. They just didn't want to pay him.
He was similar to A.J. Hawk. He just made the plays that they told him to make. It wasn't anything special.
I wanted them, but you know me, I wanted them to keep him.
I know you did.
But a lot of people call up Steve. They didn't want him. No fan base. I was on an island by myself to bring Martinez back. And we don't want this guy. He made tackles 15 yards down the field. But I'm going to tell you something. If he don't make it 15 down the field, it's an 80-yard touchdown. You show that man some respect.
Speaking of
respect on his name.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur returned to work at Lambeau Field today. Made it optional for the rest of the coaches to come back in, according to Rob Domaski. In fact, he told defensive assistant Ryan Downard to stay at home with his newborn child. So not everybody is back at Lambeau, but he is. LaFleur met with different reporters on a Zoom call today. Domaski said Matt LaFleur talked about how players may treat protests during the anthem. Quote from Matt LaFleur, "We're going to support our players. We're going to support our players and what they want to do, provided that it's peaceful." That is Matt LaFleur. So it sounds Gary, if people want to kneel, he's not going to stop
them.
Well,
see, I'd be surprised if they kneel in Green Bay now.
Why?
Would they, after the video and everything else, and the donations by Murphy, how are you against it?
I'm not against it, but I think
not
they do
you.
Something
I'm else. Saying the Packers.
No, I think they do something else. I think they do that lock
the arm in arm thing or something.
I'm that, with that too.
I think that's what they
anything
do.
To show solidarity. Say that word.
Solidarity.
See, both of those words.
Him too.
I'm all right with that, but please don't let this be hijacked and be political. Let's stay together, America. We went through
let's
that
stay
years
together.
Ago. We went through that 4 years ago.
Loving you,
got you red,
weather.
The blue.
Weather.
The donkey.
Hold on, Leroy.
Hating this.
Leroy, nobody heard you. Hold on. Gary, you want to continue to sing?
Go ahead, Gary, okay.
No, I just heard something. Just got me to
oh, you had some Stevie Wonder going?
Well, I don't know even who's singing that song, Leroy.
Go ahead, Leroy.
Let's stay together.
Go ahead, Leroy.
No, I was just saying, please,
go ahead, Leroy.
America. Let's stay together. Don't let this split us up. 4 years ago, everybody hated Colin Kaepernick. But I know that's fine. But me and Gary told you we didn't like him putting the police on the socks. We agree with you. Wrong is wrong. We try to be consistent. But what I don't want to do, since Drew Brees has apologized twice, I mean, let him breathe and let everything breathe, okay? Because otherwise, it gets hijacked just like the good people get hijacked by the looters and the violence. You know, and we can't see that it's more white people out there saying Black Lives Matter than white people. Let's stay together. When Gary told me this, I'm going to tell you this, Steve. I don't know if he ever told you. He said, man, this is going to be a great show. You're going to have two African Americans and two white guys. And a producer was my son, Rami. And Rami, what is Rami? Is he?
Other, you said.
Yeah, but what is he, though? What is his next? I just put him down with us, man. That was a great show. Me, you, Josh, Gary. That's the best show that's the most diverse show I've ever seen. And then when Rami came over, it was even better than Baby Tosh. It was the best show. That's why people like our show. We don't hang up on folks if you can keep it 100.
We do now.
But we try to keep the politics out of it. But if you want to throw a little politics in it and still not hate, welcome. A lot of my friends voted for the president. A lot of them. But you know what we do? We have a normal conversation. Agree to disagree. You may like his policy. You may like this. But I don't think nobody can agree he called an African-American mayor in D.C. incompetent. Okay? You just don't talk to women a certain way. You know, I'm a Christian young man. My mom taught me how to talk to people. I'm not a narcissistic guy. I want to be right just like everybody else. But you got to do in this thing we're talking about, get it back to George Floyd. That's why having Santana on was so refreshing to hear the young man play tight end. And Reverend Yates, he was a former slave named after this school, but it was able to do some great things. White and black people, Asian people, Mexican, it's the United States of America. Let's all get together and stay together. Don't let something split us up. Even though we may not agree politically, we don't have to split up. We can still stay in the room and have a great conversation, because sooner or later, we all agree that bad policemen who kill people need to be in jail. And if you're out there burning stuff down, we want you in jail too. So we all agree on those things. But don't let these politicians split us up, man, because I'm telling you, I can't wait for November 3rd. Vote. Register people to vote. Voter suppression is a real thing, by the way. But let's vote, man. Let's vote, man. Please stay together.
Speaking of which, some news coming in on our Minneapolis cop, Derek Chauvin, that apparently, based on what I'm looking at here, that Minneapolis cop allegedly voted in the Florida elections in 2016 and 2018, which would be a third-degree felony.
He can't even vote in that.
He has more charges coming to him. Oh, my goodness gracious.
I just told you about voter suppression.
Oh, my goodness gracious. This dude. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. All right, I'll take a quick timeout to come back on the other side. But first, let me tell you all.
I just got a text message from AJ Hawk.
Oh, you did? He wants you to come on his podcast?
He said he wants all the smoke from Steve. Don't think he worth it. Ooh, Steve. So yeah. You need to holler at him.
Holler at him? About what?
Yeah. He just don't he don't like the way you putting some.
He should be more mad at the two former Packer players on this show for not having him in the top five than on the radio show that has a microphone in front of him. The two former Packer players not having him in the list. Now that should be upsetting.
Day, Steve, you get off. Like you drunk a lemon or something.
But you know what's great about this though? is that may be true. What makes me calm down is thinking about Robert Specialty Meats. Summer weather is here. The weekend conditions are perfect for firing up the grill at the end of the day with all of our meats you love from Robert Specialty Meats. They're fully stocked with all of your favorites for outdoor cooking, from our all-natural chicken, pork ribs and shoulders, all your favorite steaks and beef briskets, plus several types of handmade sausages like the Wisconsin Wurst, which is delicious. I love it. Featuring beer, bacon, and cheddar. And I don't even like beer, by the way. Or the Al Capone Italian sausage with all the awesome ingredients of the Al Capone roast. Again, put that in some red sauce and you're good to go. Nothing goes better at the end of the day than serving up some of their legendary ribs on a stick and marinated chicken skewers ready for the grill. Those whiskey skewers are delicious. Visit them in Waukesha or call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and to reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their cherry wood smoked beef sticks or jerky, including their new honey bourbon flavor, the ideal treat. Visit their website right now.
I did that for my boy Palette.
Roberts Specialty Meats, Waukesha.com. For more information and money saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Roberts Specialty Meats, your hometown.
I will call
butcher.
You guys. I will call Roberts and just have a discussion about what you want. That's what I did because I ordered my stuff already for Father's Day. And he just said, what you want on it, what spicy, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to put it in the smoker. He even told me how to smoke it and stuff like that. I will call to make sure it's ready for you. Yeah, isn't that amazing? Yeah. I love it, man.
Just a great guy, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Right. Paul Roberts knows how to do it up at Roberts Specialty Meats. Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, and you on a Friday. And don't forget tomorrow, Saturday lineup here on The Fan. Cutting Edge Outdoors, Bushy and Tom Neubauer, 6 to 8. Then, of course, you guys.
I love the commercial. The commercial was fun.
Bushy was doing the show. Sam Schmitz is here on the other side of the glass. Sam Schmitz produces. He produces that show. Sam, wasn't Bushy doing the radio show last Saturday from the middle of a lake?
No, he just called in with like a fishing report for one segment.
Oh.
It was mostly Tommy by himself last week.
But he was out in the middle of a lake.
Oh, yeah.
He was out. What lake was he on? Do you remember?
I'm not sure, but somewhere in Green Bay.
Somewhere in Green Bay, yeah. So that show is always highly interesting. Cutting Edge Outdoors, Saturday mornings from 6 to 8 here on The Fan. Time now for the Chevy Drive Home Moment of the Big Show.
It's time for the Chevy Drive Home Moment of the Big Show.
We've heard it so many times in our community. We know that, but we've seen it. We can go all the way back to 92 with Rodney King that happened in L.A., and we've seen it so many times that we really are, I'm hoping and praying that this is the change. And when you look at the people that are out, the masses worldwide, it's not just people that look like us. It's not just our age group. You've got young kids out there. You've got black, you've got white, Asian, Latino. Everybody has come together and are infuriated at what's happened, and they are demanding a change. So my hope and prayer is that it doesn't stop, because it needs to become a legislative issue. When you start talking about the justice system and the policing of our communities, in my opinion, it needs to be federal legislation that goes down to the state.
Your drive home today on The Fan was driven by WisconsinDrivesChevy.com.
Okay, there it is, Santana Dotson. If you missed the Santana Dotson interview from earlier in the show,
call him Baby Boy.
Okay.
Baby Boy.
Santana Dotson,
boy.
Super Bowl champion, defensive lineman for the Packers. We'll replay that interview coming up about a half hour from right now, about 5:35 or so. You'll be able to hear that. Coming up next, Great Lakes Drag Away Pickleland, the three top topics of the day. Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.